Memorial Day, the traditional start to the summer tourist season, is less than a month away, and pressure is mounting to get vacation land back in business. The state is taking a cautious approach to reopening during the ongoing pandemic. And as Fred Bever reports, the tourist industry is responding with outrage and optimism.
Coastal York County could be considered the gateway to summer in Maine. Its hotels, restaurants, and roadside attractions are a linchpin in the state's $6 billion tourism economy, an economy that's expected to shrink considerably this year.
No retail till June 1st. Never mind the hotels, the resorts. I don't know how these people are going to survive.
Bonnie Heptig owns Beaumar Hall Antiques and Collectibles on Route 1 in Wells, where she rents tables to dozens of people who bring in their collections for sale. Heptig says she's installed plexiglass sneeze shields and arranged tables for adequate social distancing. She's frustrated by what seemed to her arbitrary government standards for closing and reopening that allowed big box stores to avoid a shutdown and now permit hairstylists and barbers to resume operations too.
You know, I can get a haircut. The lady's going to be right next to me. But we can't walk around in my building if anybody dare comes. But why can I go to the supermarket? Why can I go to the Dairy Queen? Lowe's? Why do some people get to make a living, but others can't?
With Maine experiencing one of the lowest COVID-related mortality rates in the nation, frustration with restrictions is rising, and there are pockets of outright defiance, as with Bethel Brewpub owner Rick Savage, who rejected the governor's shutdown order and opened last Friday to a long line of customers.
We did 10,000 meals out of this restaurant in the last 6 weeks and donated them, you know, and we did our part. Now it's time to get opened up for business, not just for me, for a lot of people.
Savage now faces multiple citations and a suspension of his food license. Governor Janet Mills says protecting public health and reopening the economy is a delicate balance, and the state has to brace for economic losses.
Inevitable losses. The whole country is facing this. At the same time, everybody recognizes that while you want to open up a restaurant, your favorite restaurant, you want to open up the local Airbnb and the lodging and campgrounds sooner, nobody wants to get sick, and nobody wants their customers to get sick or to die because of contact at your facility. That's the balancing act here.
The announcement that was made is already devastating the entire summer.
Tina Gordon-Hewitt manages the Nonantum Inn, a 130-year-old hotel in Kennebunkport. She says Mills' order was a triple whammy. It barred out-of-state guests until July. It also asks them to quarantine themselves for the first 2 weeks of their stay, and it restricts the size of larger groups like the kind you'd find at a seaside wedding.
Obviously, everyone from out-of-state that's theoretically not allowed here has access to the same information, and cancellations are flooding in. And as a property, since I can't have gatherings of more than 50 people in July and August, we've had to cancel every wedding.
That's 20 full-scale events put off until next year, and Gordon Hewitt notes there's a ripple effect for the area's wedding industry in general, on caterers, photographers, musicians, florists, and off-site restaurants.
If I have to, I'll borrow money and close for a year.
Jonathan West opened his restaurant and performance space in Agunquit in 1976. He thinks the food service industry was unfairly cast as a potential virus spreader. He says it's unlikely, though, that it'll close. With some help from federal emergency funds, he's kept most of his year-round staff working through the shutdown, mostly on projects to match what he expects to be the strange new world of fine dining at a distance, starting as early as June.
Two of my people are making mask out of tablecloths, so that's pretty nice because now they can wear a mask and have the same tablecloth as that mask. Is sort of a, you know, I think a mask, we decided mask is going to be part of the uniform, that's all.
Staff are redesigning each room to bring the restaurant's capacity down to 40% of where it was. West says soon public occupancy ratings won't be regulated against fire danger, but against viral dangers.
We've done our floors and we've moved our tables. You know, we're about ready to tape the bar so that there's 2 seats together and then 6 feet, 2 seats together, then 6 feet. It's a very small bar, so we'll only get 8 people at it, but that's fine.
Dining room setup stations will be a thing of the past, West says, with gloved waiters moving food directly from kitchen to table. All bathroom systems are now touchless, and he's trying to get a loan for a newly sought-after kind of restaurant equipment, a full-body thermal scanner to test everyone who comes through the entry for telltale fevers. West expects the item to cost more than $15,000 and that overall the pandemic will put a 6-figure hit on his business. But he says that even if the COVID-19 virus is wrestled under control, new pathogens will inevitably appear, so it's still a wise investment. The scanner, the renovations, everything.
This isn't going away. I have a great friend who wrote me an email the other day and said, you can't think outside the box anymore. You have to have a new box.
After 43 years in business, West says he is ready to throw the old box away and start completely fresh. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.